The double anniversary of Italy's national public broadcaster is an occasion to reflect upon the relationship between the Rai and the Holy See, said the Pope, and on the value and demands of public service broadcasting. Singling out the Second Vatican Council and other church events, Pope Francis said Italians have always been able to access the words and images of the Pope and to follow church events through Rai radio or television. The Pope said the key word he wanted to highlight on the occasion of these two anniversaries is collaboration, in particular the collaboration between the Rai and the Vatican's radio and television broadcasters. The Pope also acknowledged the broadcaster's various religious productions over the years and its role in documenting change in Italian society and in unifying Italy both linguistically and culturally. Recalling such a rich history of accomplishments also calls us to renewed sense of responsibility, the Pope said. I remind you that your profession, in addition to being informative, is formative. It is a public service, that is, a service for the common good. A service for truth, for goodness, and for beauty. Speaking on the function of a public broadcaster to produce culture, education, information, and entertainment, the Pope also reflected on ethical communication, which in the final analysis, he said, is the fruit of an attentive conscience, that is, always respectful of people, both those about whom the information is given and of the receivers of the message. Each person in broadcasting, in their respective role and responsibility, is called to be vigilant in order to maintain high ethical standards of communication and to avoid those things that create much harm, misinformation, defamation, and slander. He also expressed the hope that public broadcasters will know how to be at the service of human, cultural, and civil growth of society. I'm Laura Uracci.